Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. Today is November 7th, and we have another article to share. Today is Jay Inslee in it for the win. Jay Inslee, he's no Greta Thunberg. The 68-year-old governor of Washington State is a founding father of the climate movement, a man who speaks with the wonky wisdom of experience. Not the moral outrage of a 16-year-old girl who sees her future stolen by greedy and corrupt politicians. And whereas Thunberg has inspired millions of activists to take to the streets, Inslee never rose above 2% in the polls during his short-lived campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. But in the long run, Inslee's contribution to fighting the climate crisis may turn out to be as important as Thunberg's. He was the first serious presidential candidate in the history to make it the central theme of his campaign. His six-part climate plan is by far the most ambitious and thoughtful roadmap to solving the crisis. This has never been able to be put forward by a presidential candidate before. It not only forced other Democrats to up their climate game, but large parts of it were immediately borrowed by other candidates, including Elizabeth Warren. So even if Inslee's presidential campaign was a failure, his larger campaign to push U.S. climate politics to a new level of sophistication and ambition was a raging success, providing the policy DNA for the next generation of climate leaders. I don't think anyone in the climate movement expected a 16-year-old girl to galvanize millions of people. How do you explain the power of Greta Thunberg? Well, it's quite a unique occurrence. When you think about social movements, has there ever been a moment where one person captured the whole world? Gandhi caught one subcontinent. You might argue that Nelson Mandela caught the world's heart and changed the course of history. In some sense, Greta's in that realm because the movement she started is worldwide. It's organic, and it's based on a high moral sense of justice and a combination of undeniable, useful morality coupled with a large sense of rage, which is justified and understandable. It's a unique moment. The world is in peril, and being saved by children is maybe not such a bad idea. I think the message of moral indignation is only justified by necessary to the movement, and it's to some degree missing a massive element of a generational responsibility. I'm a member of Woodstock Generation, and we would like our generation to be known for more than just one incredible weekend of rock, but rather that we didn't destroy our grandkids' future, says Jay Inslee. What a wonderful man. You mentioned Greta's moral outrage. Former UN climate change Christina Figueres argues that self-interest economic benefit is a better tool to inspire change. Well, I don't believe that they're mutually exclusive. I wrote a book about the economic benefits of this 10-12 years ago, and now I'm standing arm in arm with kids like Greta. I consider myself the oldest climate striker in the country. Some activists admit privately that President Trump is the best thing that happened to the climate movement because his moronic views and obvious corruption by the fossil fuel industry have galvanized so many people to take action. Do you buy that argument? Well, I am genetically incapable of attaching the word best to Donald Trump in any circumstances at any time. I don't really share that view because I think the urgency of the science is what's galvanizing. If you look at the Oceans report that came out in September from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, it was a bombshell that revealed the catastrophic consequences of ocean acidification and temperature changes. And that's what's really galvanizing this movement, so no, I would not describe any benefit to his presidency whatsoever. Alright guys. We all know that climate change is real. We all know that people are not stepping up to the plate, and we're going to have to change that. We're going to have to make sure that everybody steps up to the plate and helps counter this. That's all for today. I'm MLabs, and if you guys would like to, please give us a like on Buzzsprout, listen to us on Anchor, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, as well as TikTok and Snapchat. Read our stuff on LinkedIn and check out our Facebook pages. Thank you again, everybody. And remember, as always, we are here. Thank you very much.